We're talking about living with dementia, and we have a geriatric psychiatrist to look at the challenges around quality of life for persons with dementia and their caregivers. Dementia is a decline in mental function that interferes with daily life. There are different types of dementia, with Alzheimer's disease among the most common. And because dementia is progressive, treatment focuses on controlling symptoms. We're learning more with UW-Madison geriatric psychiatrist Art Walasek. He's a dementia care expert. Let's go to the phones now. Mark is joining us from Green Bay. Hi, Mark.
Hello. First of all, I want to say I'm not contemplating suicide, but I have a friend who says if he was diagnosed with dementia, he would commit suicide. He says part of living well is dying well, and dying with dementia, he thinks, is not a good way to die. Does he have a viable point?
What a great question. Thank you, Mark. We take threats of suicide very, very seriously. So older adults in particular are actually at higher risk of suicide than younger adults, in particular older men. So I certainly appreciate the sentiment that I'd rather die than have this illness. But when we hear suicide statements, we think about depression, we think about anxiety, pain, insomnia, all things that could contribute to life feeling like it's not worth living. And so we really go for trying to get mental health treatment. If there's an imminent threat, something's urgent, then getting them into an ER or into a physician right away to get them evaluated, because we can save a life. Unfortunately, rates of suicide have been climbing in the U.S. over the last few years, but this is largely a preventable condition by addressing things like depression, anxiety, and insomnia. And, you know, not to be a Pollyanna, but many people with dementia live very good, positive, enjoyable lives. They can still enjoy time with their family.
There is hope.
Absolutely. People can be creative. It can be a time for reflection about your family and your life and contributions and so on. So, you know, it's not just like a switch that flips and all of a sudden you have this terrible illness. People can still enjoy things quite a bit. And there is hope. There's research going on all the time trying to find a cure for Alzheimer's disease. So we here at UW, we've got the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Disease Research Center and the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Institute, both doing tons of research on trying to identify causes of dementia and then treatments of dementia.
Mark, thanks so much for the call. Laura from Madison couldn't stay with us, but wants to know if someone they know is becoming forgetful or perhaps showing signs of dementia, what should be those first steps to take?
What a great question. So I think first off, I would have that person go see their primary care doctor, whoever is the person primarily responsible for their medical care, because they're going to need an evaluation of medical causes of memory loss. For example, we don't often think about this, but sleep apnea, a condition where at night you don't breathe very well, that can cause memory problems. Problems with your thyroid. There's a whole list of potential medical issues. Depression as well. Depression can cause cognitive impairment. So you get a two-way street between memory loss and depression. We look at medications very closely. We look at things like alcohol, so excessive amounts of alcohol use can contribute to memory problems. So there's a long list of possibilities that a primary care doctor could look at. And I would add that in Wisconsin, we're very fortunate to have a wonderful network of folks called dementia care specialists. So most counties in Wisconsin will have a dementia care specialist. It's complicated. It's difficult navigating the system. And so a family member, a person who's worried about their memory can call a dementia care specialist and start walking through those steps of how they might get evaluated.
Oh, they're kind of like a guide through the process and actually helping you connect you with resources.
Exactly.
We had another comment here. Monica emailed us, and she says she's watched loved ones suffer and die from dementia. There's intense anxiety. And Monica says it was heartbreaking. As Monica ages, wondering what they can do to make it easier for the children if it happens? What can they do in advance, medically, financially, otherwise?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, those dementia care specialists work quite a bit with family members. There are many organizations. There's the Alzheimer's Association. There's another group called the Alzheimer's and Dementia Alliance of Wisconsin that do a lot of family and caregiver education and support. We're not quite sure what we can do to prevent dementia, but we have some good ideas like exercise, reducing the amount of alcohol use, treating things like diabetes and high blood pressure, quitting smoking. There might be some dietary modifications like getting closer to a Mediterranean-style diet. So those are then some of the things that someone could do in terms of their worry that they might develop dementia because they've seen a family member go through it. Those are some lifestyle steps that they could take to try to address that.
We're talking with Dr. Art Walasek. He's a geriatric psychiatrist and a dementia care expert. What are your questions about mental health care and dementia? You can join in at 800-642-1234. Dr. Walasek, geriatric patients can administer cognitive tests to diagnose dementia. The psychiatrist can. Do we have enough specialists to meet the demands out there?
So the short answer is no. We have an aging population and more people with dementia. So we are trying many different things to get the people who older adults go to see to get them aware of and understanding how to recognize and diagnose dementia. So again, that'll include primary care doctors. That could include all sorts of other people in the community. For example, we have a program at the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Institute where we're working with emergency medical technicians on helping them recognize signs of dementia and getting people referred into programs. Home health nurses, we have another program working with them. So there's a wide network of people that we could work with to help with identification.
Let's bring in Michael now, joining us from Appleton. Hi, Michael.
Hi. So I just had more of a comment. Both my fraternal grandparents had various forms of dementia. My grandmother, slower decline through Alzheimer's, and my grandfather with a rather more surprising and much more rapid decline through dementia with Lewy bodies. And they were both in assisted living for a number of years before passing. And they were eventually moved to one that was just down the street from my aunt, their daughter, so she could, regularly see them. And it just was impactful to me seeing my aunt and having talked to her since how hard the disease can be on family members and especially on the primary family caretaker.
How can caregivers take care of themselves?
Michael, great question. I'm very sorry to hear about the family members and the experiences that you've all had. Yeah, I think self-care is critical. You know, there's that sort of the adage about put your mask on first before assisting others. I mean, I think it's really important for caregivers to take care of themselves. They may need respite help. They may need a break. It's very hard. You know, you see a loved one suffering, you want to help them out. But if someone's not doing their own self-care, they're going to get burnt out. It's going to be very, very difficult. So we often ask family members to divide responsibilities among each other. There'll be home health agencies. There are helpers who can come in. So there can be a wide variety of different people who can come in and give those family members a break.
Matt from Wausau emailed us to ask about the promise, perhaps, of psychedelics for treating depression and dementia. What do we know there?
I don't know a whole lot about psychedelics for depression and dementia. There is some research underway for depression. I don't know of anything related to dementia, unfortunately.
Well, let's go to Teresa now. Teresa, good morning.
Good morning.
What is on your mind about dementia?
So my mother was diagnosed with dementia like 2 years ago, and she's already passed due to the disease. What is the likelihood of someone in the family getting dementia?
Teresa,
Alzheimer's?
I'm so sorry to hear about you and about your mother. It depends somewhat on the type of dementia. So in general, with Alzheimer's disease, there is an increased risk of children getting Alzheimer's disease, but it's not 100% guarantee. So it increases the risk, but it doesn't mean that for sure the person's going to get dementia. And again, it could be a prompt to, okay, well, what are things that I could do lifestyle-wise to reduce my risk, including exercise and dietary changes and things like that.
Well, Teresa, thanks for the call. And Dr. Walasek, as we wrap up here, what is the biggest unanswered question right now we have when it comes to dementia patients who are also dealing with mental health issues?
Well, I think the biggest issue is how can we help this ever-growing population of people with dementia who also suffer from depression, anxiety, insomnia, and so on? And it's clear that we need kind of a complex intervention that's going to involve looking at what are things that we can try to fix here, that we can reverse, getting people support, addressing caregivers as well. And then we just need more research. We need to understand better why these illnesses arise and hopefully soon find a cure for Alzheimer's disease and other causes of dementia.
Dr. Art Walasek is a board-certified geriatric psychiatrist and professor of psychiatry at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. He's also president of the American Association of Directors of Psychiatric Residency Training, and his new book addresses behavioral and psychological symptoms of dementia for clinicians. Coming up, you have a line to U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. What do you think about President Trump pulling troops from Syria? What questions do you have for Senator Baldwin? What should the senator prioritize as far as issues in Wisconsin? We have an open line for you to Senator Tammy Baldwin right now. What are your thoughts and questions? We're at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. Back in a moment with Senator Baldwin right here on the Ideas Network.